This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this first weekend of the month of February, 2023. My first guest is a gentleman who's been on our show in the past. He's written a book called Hey Buddy, profiling the life and the untimely death of Buddy Holly, 64 years ago, this past February 3rd, back in 1959. His name is Gary Moore. Dying in that plane crash was also Richie Valens and disc jockey the Big Bopper. Kate Justain is here, and she's got a new show that's called The Traitors, and NFL All-Pro player Ovi Muhaley will be joining us talking about Super Bowl Sunday coming up next week. That's all coming up this hour, hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. We'll be right back with the story of Buddy Holly.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. 'Cause that'll be the day when I die.
That is the voice of the legendary Buddy Holly. This past Friday, February 3rd, marked the 64th anniversary of the plane crash that killed the great Buddy Holly. My guest has been with us in the past. He's penned a book that is called In Pursuit of Buddy Holly, My New Buddy John and My Lost Decade of Music. Hey Buddy is the name of the book. Joining us right now is a man of also a familiar name, Gary Moore. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm doing fantastic. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. So thank you for having me on today.
Well, thank you very much. And Gary was on our show about a year ago. Yep. And we talked about the book and how he got interested in Buddy Holly. Kind of a funny story, actually, because you were never a Buddy Holly fan. In fact, didn't know that much about Buddy Holly, but your mother-in-law was a huge fan, and that's how you got connected to the Buddy Holly legacy.
Yeah, my mother-in-law, who is apparently much hipper than I am, was a huge Buddy Holly fan, and I didn't know it. For her 78th birthday, the only thing she wanted is she wanted my wife and I to drive out to Waterloo, Iowa, where she lives, and take her to the reenactment of the Winter Dance Party.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Winter Dance Party, everybody but me knows, is the final tour of Buddy Holly, Big Bopper, Richie Valens. But I figured it was Tommy Dorsey, Bennett Goodman, understanding her age and thinking that Winter Dance Party means ballroom dancing or whatever. And so, you know, it was quite my shock to find out my mother-in-law is a rocker.
Yeah.
And then you got hooked on it. Now,
I failed to mention in the introduction, and I want to make sure that I do this, that Gary is not only an author, but an inspirational, motivational speaker, entrepreneur, musician, and the author of Playing with the Enemy, which is a great book, and this one here that I have in my hands. Now, you got hooked on Buddy Holly, and when I say hooked, I mean you even went to Iowa where the plane went down.
Right.
You absolutely have embraced this legacy, including some investigation into the real, or what you explained to be, the real causes of this plane crash that took the life of these three rock and roll legends.
Right. My wife would tell you, Ron, that I have an obsessive compulsive personality. It takes quite a bit to catch my interest, but once I really become interested in something, I become just totally immersed in it. And so I've traveled all over the country, Buddy's hometown, to the crash site, to some of his concert venues. I've traveled to meet friends of Buddy, relatives, people who performed with him. I think if you're going to really devote a year or longer to write a book, and that's what it takes me to do it, you really have to, if you're going to do it, you need to do it right. You have to really, come to know your subject. And in my case, coming from Buddy Holly nothingness, I mean, when I started this trek, I heard of Buddy Holly, and I thought he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
That was the full inventory of my Buddy Holly knowledge. I mean, you really, really have to take the time to dig in and know your subject. And so, I've been from his birthplace to his death place and everywhere in between.
Now, there's a new compilation of a CD called Rave On that has been released, in fact, to celebrate the greatest hits of Buddy Holly. Were you at the presentation of the star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame not too long ago?
I was. It was actually on Buddy's birthday. And there's two CDs out. And, I mean, you think about this. I mean, the guy's been dead for years and released two albums this summer.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
First of all, Paul McCartney produced an album called Rave On, the one you're speaking of, which is just, it's a star-studded album of today's current stars doing Buddy's music. And then Peter Asher of Peter and Gordon fame produced an album called Listen to Me that was just released on Buddy's birthday. And they're both just absolutely incredible. On the Peter Asher album, Listen to Me's version of Buddy's Not Fade Away, and it's just amazing. It is an amazing piece of work. So Buddy Holly is more popular today than he was when he was alive.
I believe that. Yeah, I believe it.
Really is.
The fascinating part about you, when you mentioned Paul McCartney, Paul McCartney doesn't own the rights to his own music, but he owns the rights to Buddy Holly's music.
Something, and Paul McCartney owns the right to the On Wisconsin Fight song. So
yes.
It's strange how the music business works.
I tell you. Now, did you ever happen to have the opportunity to meet Don McLean, who, of course, wrote the song American Pie, which we all know now is about the death of Buddy Holly?
Yeah, I didn't meet him in person, but I talked to him on the phone and interviewed him. In fact, there's a whole chapter devoted to the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And Don McLean's incredibly talented. He's a little out there.
Oh, yeah.
And so the interview, when people read it, they're usually fascinated, but also they giggle a little bit that this is the real words of this man. But he was really impacted. When he got his first glasses when he was 11 years old, he insisted on getting the Buddy Holly glasses. And he was delivering newspapers, just as the song says. And he cut open a stack of newspapers one morning. He found the headline that Buddy Holly had died. And so the whole lyrics, February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep.
Now,
so,
I think a lot of people might think that the song Peggy Sue was after his wife, because certainly O'Donna by Ritchie Valens, who has also lost his life in that plane crash, was about his girlfriend. But the fact of the matter is, I know the Crickets very well. They're pals of mine. And Glenn Hartin used to play piano for Elvis Presley. And it was really the drummer, Joe, whose girlfriend was named Peggy Sue, right?
Yeah, J.I. Allison Peggy Sue was Buddy's closest friend all the way from late grade school through high school. But there was no romantic interest there. She was actually, J.I. Allison, the drummer, was trying to get Peggy Sue to date him. And he told Buddy, who had just written a song called Cindy Lou, says, if you'll change the lyrics of that song to Peggy Sue and I can take credit for getting you to do it, he says, I think she'll go out with me. And they ended up marrying later.
Have you talked to these guys?
I didn't get a chance to talk to J.I. or Joe, the two remaining Crickets. Quite frankly, by the time I've gotten around to this, these guys are tired of talking to authors.
And Allison died.
Yeah, and the other thing is, though, I think it ended up being a blessing, because I didn't want to write the same book everybody else wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you talk to the same people, you're going to get the same answers and therefore get the same book. So most of the people who have been interviewed in my book have never been interviewed regarding Buddy. And so I think there's a lot of new information. You know, I've got the first written interview with Don McLean about Buddy Holly in the book. We have pictures from the crash site, one of which has never been published before. And we have new insight into the crash, which I think will surprise people when they read it.
We want to talk about that in a second. I want to, though, go back to his personal life. His wife, did she ever remarry?
Maria Elena, in fact, I was just with her in Los Angeles at the cocktail party they had at the records, at the Capitol Records after the Star. She did remarry, has a couple of beautiful, wonderful children. Of course, they're not children now, they're my age. But great people. She later divorced and took the Holly name back. And she really does run Buddy Holly Enterprises, as she calls it. Kind of, when I say an iron fist, I don't mean that negatively. I mean, she is incredibly protective of his legacy, of his music. And, you know, she's still very active and looks fantastic.
Yeah. Now, you know, they said that Buddy Holly set the template, if you will, for the standard rock and roll band. Actually, a rhythm section, I'm a singer, so, and I know that you're a musician too, but, you know, when you have a rhythm section, it's usually comprised less all of these synthesizers, a keyboard, a drummer, a bass player, and a lead guitar. Now, he had two guitars, a bass and drums, which really is the Beatles.
Yeah, he really did, you said it very well, he did create the template that everybody followed. Now, people who are moderate Buddy Holly fans will say, well, what are you talking about? Buddy Holly was a trio. Well, after they first made an emergence of the national scene, one of the guitar players left them, and they did end up performing as a trio for a while. But the original Crickets were rhythm guitar, lead guitar, bass guitar, and drums,
mm-hmm.
And that was the template for the British invasion. And the thing that people don't understand, Americans, it's so funny, they don't understand that before there was a British invasion, there was an American invasion of Britain, and it was Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
In 1958, Buddy Holly went there and performed, did 22 different venues. And at those venues, Keith Richards, Paul McCartney, John Lennon, Elton John, and you can go, Graham Nash.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all these people were introduced to the music the first time.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
And, you know, and it inspired them. And when they came across as this is what's been known as the British invasion, you know, invasion, everybody's saying, oh, my God, this music's new. It's something different. And both Paul McCartney and John Lennon were saying, no, this is Buddy Holly. We're just bringing him back to you. Nobody heard it.
We're going to pause for a second, Gary. Can you stay with us a little bit longer?
I'd love to.
Okay, the name of the book is Hey Buddy. It's out right now. And this February 3rd marked the 64th anniversary since the passing of Buddy Holly in a plane crash, along with the Big Bopper and Ritchie Valens. We're going to pause for a second. We're going to come right back with Gary Moore, talk more about the legacy and the influence that Buddy Holly had on contemporary music with Ron Sedgy today.
So that'll be the day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me, that by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Buddy Holly, along with the fact that he has now received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, a couple of new compilations of CDs released as the gentleman that lost his life February 3rd of 1959, along with the Big Bopper, who was a disc jockey at the time, along with a hit record on his hands, and a 17-year-old singer by the name of Richie Valens. Our guest is Gary Moore. Hey, Gary, let's talk about the plane crash. Now, you and I chatted about this once before. Dyer Flying Service, who owned the plane, has kept that plane under wraps since 1959. What's the story there?
It's a strange and odd story. The plane crashed. It was owned by Dyer Flying Service. Jerry and Barb Dyer own it. And after the CAB, Civil Aeronautics Board, which is the predecessor to the NTSB, after they released the wreckage, it, of course, becomes a property of the insurance company. And the insurance company uses it as salvage. Well, Jerry and Barb bought it back to the insurance company, and that's the last anybody's seen of it. When I was writing this book, I was determined not to write about the plane crash because I just figured there wouldn't be any new information, and so I wasn't even going to go there. But I got a phone call from Barb Dyer, Jerry's wife, and during the conversation, she said, "The truth about this crash has never been told. We hold the truth. The truth is in the wreckage, and someday we're going to release this." It's a pretty tough statement to ignore when Buddy's wife's still alive, his friends are still alive. You know, there's millions of adoring fans who, you know, and I guess really the family is the one who deserves to know if there's some other cause. So I made the offer. I told her, I said, "Barb, let me write that story." I said, "What exactly is it that you think that you have?" And she says, "Well," says, "we know the truth is in the wreckage, and we can," and it's all she would say. She would change how she'd say it, but she kept saying it over and over and over again. You know, I talked to Peggy Sue Gernon, the Peggy Sue Buddy Holly fame. I talked to Maria Lena, Buddy's wife, and both of them, were passionate about do what you can, get the plane released, let's put this to rest, let's find out what happened. And so far, the Dwyers have been totally unresponsive. So what I did was I contacted the NTSB, and they put me in touch with Dick Rodriguez. He worked on almost every major air disaster in the last 20 years. And Dick got very excited about working with me on this, and we rebuilt the flight from the time, really 4 hours before the plane took off, checking weather and to the time that the plane actually hit the ground. We came up with a more detailed conclusion with some additional information that is different in the Civil Aeronautics Board report, which I think most people will find very interesting. But what we did do is we dispelled all the myths. I mean, there's so many myths about conspiracy theories about what happened on that flight.
Buddy Holly carried a gun. Could that have been part of the controversy?
Well, it certainly was part of the controversy. Buddy carried a gun, and that shouldn't surprise anybody. Buddy was from West Texas. I guess the surprise would be if he didn't carry a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't, you know, he wasn't wearing it. It was in a little bag that he, a toiletry bag that he carried. What happened was, once the plane crashed, it snowed, and by the time authorities got there, there was a pretty thick blanket of snow. So they really didn't find all the debris until spring. In spring, a farmer by the name of Albert Jewell was plowing the field, And he could see little pieces of aircraft parts lying around. He didn't pay much attention to it, but he looked down and he saw a handgun. He got out, picked up the handgun, did the dumbest thing he could do, looked down the barrel, said, geez, it looks loaded. He pointed it in the air, pulled the trigger, it shot, it went off. He kind of shrugged, threw it in the tracker, and later that evening he dropped it off at the sheriff's department and said, hey, I found this at the crash site.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the sheriff checked the serial number, and it's about 3 weeks later it came back. The gun was registered to Charles Hardin Holly, Buddy's real name, and the sheriff, in examining the gun, said, oh, my goodness, this thing's been fired. Maybe it had something to do with the crash. He told the local newspaper they printed it, and it was like a shot heard around the world. Somehow this bullet brought this plane down, and it got all the way to the point that it became ridiculous that there was a story that is really well believed by a lot of people that Buddy and the Big Bopper survived the crash, and Buddy had lost his mind, had shot the pilot, and the Big Bopper was crawling for help. Buddy shot him. The Big Bopper's son actually, 2000, had the body.
Yeah, I know him. He's a nice young man.
He's a wonderful guy.
Yes. The pilot was only 21 years old, very inexperienced.
Yeah, there's a VFR and IFR.
Yeah.
Flight, they call them. VFR is visual flight rules, which was he was licensed to do so. IFR means that you're flying using instruments only.
Yeah.
And when you're in zero visibility conditions, you have to be able to trust and rely on those instruments and fly accordingly. And he had just recently flunked his test with the one-instrument flight, and so he wasn't qualified or capable. If you take that pilot, 21 years old, with those qualifications, you put him in this single-engine, high-performance airplane that's loaded to its absolute maximum weight capacity, he said that plane was going to crash, and the weather was awful.
The cornfield still is a cornfield and not a mall.
You know, and that is a credit to the people from Clear Lake, Iowa. They have done such an amazing job of preserving the Buddy history there. The cornfield is owned by the Nichols family. The fact that they allow people to walk through the cornfield is, I find, just amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be scared to death and, you know, wondering who's going to sue me next. People just traipse through the cornfield year-round, night and day, and there's two stainless steel plaques.
I was last year in Lubbock, Texas, at the Buddy Holly Museum with the big horn-rimmed glasses out in front. Janis Joplin, Elvis Presley, Jimi Hendrix, all of these celebrities that we lost prematurely that have been honored in a legendary form over the years. Do you think, honestly, Buddy Holly would still be remaining a factor? Is the legend bigger than what would have been the reality?
No. The reality is still much bigger than legend. This young man really set the tone, as you said, created the template, you know, for the music to follow. And Buddy was an incredible performer, but that really wasn't his forte. His forte was writing and producing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had just purchased land in Lubbock, Texas, to build a recording studio called Prism Records. You've got the man who's created rock and roll with his own recording studio in Lubbock, Texas. It would have become the Nashville. It would have become the recording mecca. The Beatles, I mean, if you talk to Paul McCartney, if Buddy Holly would have been living when they started recording, Buddy Holly would have been their producer. His DNA runs through the music today, and had he lived, I think that he would have made an incredible mark, and today he would be royalty in the music business.
You're an interesting man, Gary, and I always enjoy talking with you. That's the reason I wanted you back.
Well, call me every day.
I'll call you every day. That'll be the day, I'll tell you. Hey, Buddy, in pursuit of Buddy Holly, very well done, Gary, as always.
Well, thank you, and if I could just give a real quick plug, it's that you can learn more about the book at heybuddybook.com, no spaces.
Heybuddybook.com, no spaces. Okay. Thanks, Gary, I appreciate it.
Ron, you were so good at this. I do sometimes 4 or 5, 6 radio shows a day. I mean, you're really good at this. You know, sometimes I feel like I've got to pull the host along, but it's always a pleasure to be on with you.
My pleasure. So, Gary Moore has been our guest. That's a pretty popular name, too, my friend. And we're remembering this weekend that on February 3rd, 1959, we lost Buddy Holly. We will be back with more live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. President Biden says he authorized a Chinese surveillance balloon to be shot down days ago. Speaking with reporters while en route to Camp David today, Biden noted he gave the order Wednesday, but it was recommended to wait until the balloon was over water.
It successfully took it down, and I want to compliment our aviators who did it.
The U.S. military says recovery efforts are already underway for balloon debris. Residents of the area are being warned not to pick up any pieces of the balloon. Democrats are making changes to the 2024 presidential primary calendar. During a party gathering today in Philadelphia, DNC delegates approved putting South Carolina into the top spot for early voting, followed by Nevada and New Hampshire. And Americans' confidence in law enforcement hitting a low following the killing of Tyre Nichols by Memphis police. A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows just 41% of respondents said they're confident police treat white and black people equally. John Schaefer, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eight, four, five, six, seven, eight, survival.
Well, we learned.
learned last week the passing of Cindy Williams, one of the stars of the successful television show Laverne and Shirley. She died after a short illness at the age of 75. What a great show that was, bringing back a lot of memories hearing that music. And thanks for all the laughs, Cindy.
Can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye to let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight.
And we also learned that this past Tuesday, January 31st, we lost a musical legend and a friend of ours on the show, Charlie Thomas of the Fabulous Drifters. Charlie was 85 years old, and his hard work of working the road well into his 80s, is legendary. Charlie Thomas, the Drifters.
Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk.
You're listening to Ron Segi today. We are live nationwide and around the world, originating from Central Florida in Orlando. And that brings us to our next guest, who is also from this area, nearby Melbourne, Florida, where I was just playing in a concert there this past Friday. Beautiful city and a beautiful lady. Joining us right now is Kate Chastain. Hi, Kate. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm glad that you are here, and I'm also very glad of your success in the six seasons of the long-running hit reality series Below Deck, where you were the chief stewardess and had some great, great experiences. They're planning lavish theme parties and having royalty and celebrities on board, but now you're part of a show that premiered this past January, or actually January 12th, and it's on Peacock streaming, and it is called, and I saw this, it's unbelievable, The Traitors. Tell us about that, Kate. I saw the trailer on.
Right.
It's out there.
Yes, it's quite different from my years on Below Deck, you know, on yachts in the Caribbean. For this show, The Traitors, I'm now in a castle in the Scottish Highlands, and I'm competing along with 19 other contestants for $250,000. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a catch. There's always a catch. We are surrounded by people who are lying to our face during the day, during the challenges, and at night, sending us home in an effort to steal our money. So we have to figure out who the traitors amongst us are.
Now, after watching the show, I have to ask you this, okay? Who invented this? Because I got to tell you something. It has a lot of different ingredients. I don't know how you combine all of this together because it touches every sense that a person would have.
It's so true. There's familiar faces from the reality TV world. You have Olympic athlete Ryan Lochte. Our host is Alan Cummings. We're in a castle. The show was originally a Dutch reality show, and it did so well there. And then the BBC has a version that just aired, and it was a huge hit over there in England. And so far, our American version on Peacock seems to be being received well, and it certainly does have every element that a person could want.
Well, and you have the right MC for this, Alan Cumming, because in case you don't recognize the name, a great character actor from The Good Wife. He played a great role in that show for many, many years. Now, how do you know, how do they know, how do the contestants know that you might not be the traitor?
That's a great question. They didn't. In fact, I would say the bulk of my existence in this castle, I was being accused of being a traitor. To be fair, that was kind of our job. It was our job to accuse each other. And, you know, I was surprised to find out it's actually more difficult than I expected to pinpoint what exactly makes a traitor. What does a traitor look like?
Mm-hmm. What do you have to do to win the $250,000? And after you win it, then there's a catch to this whole thing because these traitors can actually devise a plan to steal the prize money away from the other contestants. But exactly what do you have to accomplish in this? What is the end game on this, Kate?
So to get that $250,000 at the end of this game, every day there was a new and very different and very outlandish challenge. Some were physical, some were more mental, and some were just completely out of left field. We had people being buried alive one challenge. And so not only are we doing those challenges, but the ultimate goal is to get to the end of the game without being murdered or banished. And if you do that, you get to win, take home the money. But the catch is, if there are any traitors left amongst you, they get all the money.
Okay, now you mentioned buried alive. I saw that sequence. Right? That was pretty weird. Explain that, because you actually had graves, you put contestants in it, you put a cover on it, and put dirt on it. Explain to me how long that happened and exactly what the goal was there. And I don't want you to give away any secrets of the show, but boy, that was pretty scary.
You know, that was our first challenge. I think the producers really wanted to set the tone for everybody to let us know, listen, it's $250,000. We're not giving it away.
Right.
And while not everybody was buried alive, only certain team members were. I wasn't one of them. But frankly, I feel like perhaps I would have preferred that, because while they were buried alive taking a little nap, I was running around the castle grounds looking for clues.
How long were they underground?
They were underground for about 45 minutes.
Did they have some kind of air coming into it? I mean, if you're claustrophobic as I am, I wouldn't have lasted 10 seconds.
Yes, I can tell that for you this would probably not be your favorite challenge, but certainly a very experienced and wonderful safety team that made sure they weren't going to get forgotten underground.
Yeah, because I'm reckoning an MRI exam, let alone really being buried in the ground. That was a weird one. You had a great success for 6 seasons on Below Deck, which had a lavish lifestyle. Then you turned around and you decided to, you know, compile these little stories and put them in a book called Lucky Charming, which ended up being Amazon's number one bestseller in the humor category. Were any of the people that you were talking about met, the celebrities, the royalties on board, were they a little bent out of shape that you put private life into print? How did you handle that, Kate?
I was very careful, because I did know that, you know, working on luxury yachts, you are really getting a glimpse into this secret world of the top 1%, and that's interesting. But of course, they love their privacy, so I really only included stories if the behavior was completely outrageous, and I changed the names of those involved just enough to avoid legal prosecution.
Very good career move. Tell us about the Genesis House, this very nice organization that you give all the proceeds to your Genesis boutique from.
So Genesis House has been around in the Melbourne, Florida area for about 45 years, and it's a nonprofit where all proceeds go to homeless women and their children. They have 3 homes in downtown Melbourne that take in, you know, women and their children, or just single women who find themselves homeless for various amounts of reasons. And so I started a upscale retail boutique called Genesis Boutique. My mom still manages it to this day, and all proceeds go to help Genesis House.
I wish I'd have known that prior to our concert. I would have made that our 501c that we could donate to. We have to do that again one time, okay, Kate?
Absolutely. Our founder plays in the orchestra at that same auditorium very often.
Oh, well, good. Well, then you know what I'm talking about. An author, a philanthropist, podcaster. You also did a radio show for a while. Tell us about that. I know a little bit about that.
I sure did. I give you a lot of credit. It's a lot more difficult than I expected it to be. It was at the beginning of the pandemic, so really, Sirius Radio, they sent me a bunch of equipment to a vacation rental that I had. I was living in New York at the time, but when the pandemic hit, I moved to Florida just to ride it out. And Sirius Radio sent me all this radio equipment and said, you know, here's your time slot. So it was a little bit Grey Gardens. It was me alone in a house just talking into the ether.
Wow.
But it was such a fun experience.
How did they know about you? What was the theme of the show?
I had guests on. It was a mini show. It was about 6 weeks. I don't think I passed the trail run, and I don't blame them, because I had no idea what I was doing. I was on my own, just winging it.
That sounds familiar. You are on a show right now,
yeah.
Or we wing it. I got to be honest with you. Now, this was filmed in the Scottish Highlands. How long did it take to do this?
So we were in the Scottish Highlands for about a month.
You're a great talent. You really are a very lovely lady. I love the trailer where you're in a bathtub blowing bubbles there. That was probably my favorite part of that trailer. I must be honest with you.
Thank you. It's probably my favorite part of being in Scotland.
Yeah, there you go. Now, it is currently streaming on Peacock. It's 10 episodes. It premiered this past January 12th, and it's on right now, and it's called The Traitors. And one of the contestants on there is our guest, who was also part of the series Below Deck for 6 seasons on Bravo, and that is the very lovely Kate Chastain. Now, I am sure that when you come down to Melbourne, you are over in Orlando every once in a while. You probably fly into Orlando. So when you do that, let us know so that you can join us again on the show.
show.
I certainly will. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much. Good luck with the show. We'll be watching, okay? I hope you get the money.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. What a lovely lady she is. And I got to tell you something. You got to watch the show. It is very different. There's no question about it. This thing has elements to it that you... It's very confusing, to be honest with you. Even after you watch it, it's confusing. But it really gets your mind working, and they do some really bizarre things. It's a good, good show. And it's called The Trader, which I know many of, being in business for as many years as I have. Okay, we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come. You're listening to Ron Seggi, live all across the USA and around the world. We'll be right back with more.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You're listening to Ron Seggi today, live nationwide and around the world. I'm very happy when our next guest is with us. He's always welcome here.
He's quite a guy. There's no doubt about it. We've become friends over the years that he's been on the show. He's a former All-Pro NFL fullback. He played for the Baltimore Ravens and the Atlanta Falcons. He was an All-Star ACC fullback when he was with Wake Forest in college and formerly worked on Fox Sports as an analyst. And he's always got great ideas for parties like the Super Bowl that's coming up next week. Joining us right now is Ovi Muhaley. Hi, Ovi. How are you? Nice to have you back again, my friend.
I'm doing good. Nice to talk to you, Ron. I hope all's doing well.
And you know, Ovi, I mean this sincerely. When I hear you talk about your parties and what you suggest for tailgating or watching in front of a television screen, the Super Bowl, you just do it in such a fashion where I just want to come over to your house. You make everything sound so good. You ought to be like a chef or something because you make everything sound good.
I thank you for that, sir. I wish I was a chef. I'm great at doing peanut butter and jelly and like waffles. That's the limit of my chef skills. My kids laugh at me because I'll like tell my wife, there's nothing to eat. She's like, there's a whole fridge worth of food. I'm like, nothing I can make to eat. Like, I need something you can microwave and that's it. I'm getting better. Like, with tailgate stuff, I'm good. Regularly, that seems to be harder.
I'm the same way. I tell everybody I can't even cook toast, okay? So I'm in a world of hurt. Well, anyways, what are some good ideas for the big game party that's coming up?
You know, well, I tell everyone to think outside the box because, you know, in my 10-year career, All-Pro twice, played with Hall of Famers Ray Lewis, Tony Gonzalez, Deion Sanders. I've seen how they've been able to stay on top, and it's by always adding to your greatness. Always find ways to become better, find ways to do something different or new. And so I've been trying to do the same thing, not only with my football career, but with my little tailgating career. I want to help your listeners. I want to help, you know, anyone who's willing to hear about how they can kind of just add to the great tailgates they're already throwing and find some new wrinkles to make it exceptional.
So let's start off with snacks.
All right. I got some great snacks for you. And I don't like having just mediocre snacks. They got to be top of the line, and they got to come with some amazing dip like chunky guacamole, avocado salsa, or a plant-based buffalo dip. And if you want those type of chips, those type of dip, you have to go to Good Foods. Their dips are made with delicious, simple ingredients and are free of preservatives and artificial flavors, and they have the best quality and taste. Now, you really need to stock up on these Good Foods items on game day and can do so by going to national retailers like Target and Costco, grocery stores like Kroger or Publix, or just go online at goodfoods.com.
What about some of the main dishes? Because so many times you talk about these sensational snacks that somebody that doesn't eat a lot doesn't have any room for the main dish.
I have a main dish that also solves another problem, which is time. Sometimes people want a main dish that can go with their chips and dip that's easy to get, and sometimes the easy answer is the right answer, or the right answer is the easy answer, but in both cases, Carl's Jr. and Hardee's makes it okay. Carl's Jr. and Hardee's has some great stuff to the big game. So if you're looking to make a game day hosting event easier, Carl's Jr. and Hardee's have got you covered. You want something for everyone, even the people who may be vegan or can't do dairy, and that's why I love BioLife. It's a product that is a delicious dairy-free cheese alternative that's perfect for creating recipes everyone can enjoy. BioLife products offer a one-to-one swap in any dish and are plant-based, gluten-free, preservative-free, and non-GMO. I promise if you taste it, you will love it.
Now, this is the part that I always like to hear from you, okay? What about the drinks and the desserts?
Ooh, I love desserts. I love drinks, but I'll start with drinks. You got to have an exceptional beverage, especially if you're going to take part in some of the things I've given you already and have really great entrees and appetizers and food items. You can't go mediocre with the beverage. So you want something great, and for me, that's Lipton iced tea. In fact, they're so great, they're the official iced tea sponsor for Super Bowl 57. I love their flavor-packed Lipton Green, which has 100%, all of it, of your daily dose of antioxidants and vitamin C. There's literally a bottle for everyone at your party.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the atmosphere.
Atmosphere is pretty much what the host sets. I mean, if he wants to play some smooth jazz and have nothing too hard liquor and have the TV on loud enough, you can create a nice, chill atmosphere. And there are some people who their atmosphere can be a little bit different. I've been to dry tailgating events where there's no alcohol, and it's different. Different strokes for different folks, and they just enjoy the apps and their time together. For me, I think you can do both. You can, if your house is big enough, you can have like a room with a game on for the dry people, and you can have a room where everyone wants to be a little more louder, carouse a little bit, talk a little more, and you know, that way you can have different flavors at your party.
Now, I do this to you all the time. Who do you think is going to win?
You do all the time. That's perfectly fine. I feel like it's an amazing thing that you're having two African-American quarterbacks for the first time in the Super Bowl facing off. It's going to be during Black History Month, and it's going to be something that has been a long time coming to show that African-American QBs can lead teams to the Super Bowl, and they can win Super Bowls. We've seen that before, but just having this momentous occasion is really exciting, I think, for all people, because there are a lot of quarterbacks, some of the older quarterbacks, who will tell you that they weren't probably accepted as much as their Caucasian counterparts 10, 20, 30 years ago. But now I think that's starting to slowly change, and it's exciting because the change, I think, is for the better, and allowing QB position to be not a one-sided thing. You know, a QB can be a lot of different things, and right now it's two black quarterbacks in the Super Bowl, and I couldn't be more excited.
Okay, now, you didn't answer my question, Ovi.
I'm sorry, I got excited on a tangent. But, the Eagles.
Eagles
are going to win. They are, I feel like, the more stacked team. I feel like they're dealing with some injuries over on the other side. And Patrick Mahomes did something amazing last game. I just don't see how, outside of several injections of hopefully legal stuff,
yeah,
he's able to come back and play at a high level when you got to give your all. You can't be a halfway QB in a situation like this.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. No question about it. Well, Ovi, as I mentioned before, it's always great when you're here. Where can we go for more information on what we talked about today?
Yeah, for more information, go to tipsontv.com.
Ovi, you know this. I don't have to tell you this. You are always welcome here, my friend, okay? And we look forward to your visits.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ovi. Our guest has been our friend Ovi Muhaley. As we mentioned before, former All-Pro NFL fullback, played with the Baltimore Ravens, the Atlantic Falcons, and a former analyst for Fox Sports, and talking about good ways to have a party next week on Super Bowl Sunday. Just want to remind you, if you want to check out our website, you can do it by going to ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. And when you get to that site, on our homepage, there is an icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And there's another icon that says Facebook. If you hit that, you and I could become friends on Facebook. And if you want to go one step further, we invite you to check out Segi Sings, SEGGISINGS.com. And that's all about our musical tour with my 15-piece orchestra. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Seggi today, and I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and our guests include, from the Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive, Randy Bachman, from Journey, Steve Algeri, Don McLean, and of course Don McLean had the famous song American Pie, which is all about that sad day back in 1959, author Gary Moore with his book Hey Buddy, recognizing the anniversary of the death of the Big Bopper, Ritchie Valens, and Buddy Holly. I also want to thank actress Kate Chastain and former All-Pro NFL player Ovi Muhaley. We'll look for your company come next week when we'll do it again live, nationwide and around the world. I'm Ron Seggi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.